Wednesday, Shir Yud Daled, Parshas Toldos.
Is it playing? Is it recording? You're saying did it start?
Yeah,
started.
Tomorrow we hope to be able to finish the sugya. Tomorrow night we will be doing an oral bechina here in the shiur room at 10 o'clock. We'll be asking questions and giving you fair warning that you should know. I mentioned to Danielle Kazin about coming back and helping us with the Bechina. But I don't think he's going to be able to make it. But he said he'd be happy to do it on the phone if the guys want him to be here. But I expect everyone to be here at 10 o'clock. If you have any reason why you feel that you won't be able to make it, please let me know so we can make up a alternative time that we can do the Bechina. We're holding in a very, very... a prominent sugya of Kol D'Mekadesh Adaita D'Rabbanan Mekadesh, which is a very prominent sugya in Shas. It's in many different places, and it definitely deserves a lot of attention. So the Gemara is going through over here, trying to understand why it's the Rava said Inyan Gittin Eina came. Why did Rava say Inyan Gittin? There's no Tainus Oinus. The Gemara came out that it seems to be that this is a din derabanan mishum tsnuos and mishum prutzos. We weren't sure if the prutzos means dafka prutzos. We spoke about it yesterday, or prutzos just means to say that they're not extra tsnuos. Or their prutzos, depends on the girsa, maybe if it's Savra or Amra, if they knew that maybe he was an Oinus, or they had reason to suspect that he was an Oinus, and they still said he's not an Oinus. I'll call upon him. Therefore, the Chachamim, basically, they changed. Really, the halacha seems to be, which we should say, Oinus Begitin, just like it was the Oinus everywhere else. And the Chacham came along and said, no, we're going to say that there's Ein Oinus Begitin, which means we're going to say that this couple is divorced, even though, based on what we see in front of us, midiraisa, they're not divorced. Frek the Gemara, Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, Umiyike Midi, the midiraisa don't have a get. Is there such a thing that midiraisa? It's not a get. Umishem tznuos, umishem prutzos, sharina neshesish la'alma, meferan as azach. Is there such a thing? Midiraisa is not a get. Umishem tznuos, umishem prutzos. We're saying that it is a get. Says the Gemara, in Yoh, called the Mekadesh Adayt Rabbanan Mekadesh, Vafkinu Rabbanan Likidushe Mine. Called the Mekadesh Adayt Rabbanan Mekadesh. It's an interesting call. Does that mean, is it always? Why? Where did it come from? But that's what the Gemara says. Called the Mekadesh Adayt Rabbanan Mekadesh. Everyone that gets married, Adayt Rabbanan. Is there a reason for that? Where did that come from? Called the Mekadesh Adayt Rabbanan Mekadesh. What'd you say? Is there saying what causes the Mekadesh Adayt Rabbanan Mekadesh, or is that just an expression? If you look in Tosis says Adayt Rabbanan Mekadesh Lakach Oimrim B'Shas Kiddushin Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. So what does Tosis mean to say that the saying Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael makes it called the Mekadesh, or because called the Mekadesh, that's why we say it? So it sounds like Kol Mekadesh came preempted the fact that we say Kedas Moshe of Yisrael. That's just like we're just informing you of the fact that it's Kedas. So where does Kol Mekadesh, that's where Kol Mekadesh come from? Where does it come from? Interesting. We'll see. It's going to be different shittas in the Rishonim. But the Gemara says, "Kol Mekadesh Dat Rabbanu Mekadesh." Vafkinu Rabbanu LeKedushin Minei, and the Chacham took away the Kedushin. Amar Ravina LeRavashi Teinach Kiddush BeKaspa Kiddush BeBia Ma'ika LeMeimar. That's fine. If it's Mekadesh BeKaspa, Mekadesh BeKesef, then you could say Kol Mekadesh Dat Rabbanu Mekadesh. What happens Kiddush BeBia? Then Ma'ika LeMeimar. Then what could you say? Answers the Gemara. Vafkinu Rabbanu. This is the Gemara. Shavi Rabbanan le bilas a bilas zunos. The Rabbanan made the bia bilas. That's the whole sugya. This is a sugya that repeats itself in numerous places in Shas. This is the sugya of Kol Mekadesh Dat Rabbanu Mekadesh. So one of the questions which the Acharonim speak about, it's in the Rishonim also, is the Gemara only speaks about two out of the three ways of being Mekadesh and Isha. What are the three ways you could be Mekadesh and Isha? Kesesh, Shtar, and Bia. The Gemara just says, Tenach, Kiddush Bekaspa, Kiddush Bebia, Ma'ika, Le'meimar. The Gemara never tells us about Shtar. Is it possible that when he's Mekadesh B'Shtar, we don't say that Kol Mekadesh Dat Rabbanu Mekadesh? I doubt it. Because then the Gemara should say, Teinach kiddush bekaspa kiddush bebia kiddush b'shtar ma'ika lemeimar. That's true. So obviously shtar somehow was addressed in our sugya.
That's cool.
Was shtar?
That's cool.
Yeah, but where is it included?
Kol would include shtar.
I understand, but how does shtar work? Do you say shtar works like kesef? The Gemara says teinach kiddush bekesef. Did the Gemara mean kiddush bekesef and shtar? Or the Gemara, when it says kiddush bebia ma'ika lemeimar, the Gemara's answer for bia also answers for shtar. Which one? Did the Gemara mean that we already knew that shtar is like kesef or shtar like bia? That might be a machlokes rishonim, but in the Gemara it's not mefurish, right? We could say whatever we want, but the Gemara doesn't say.
No, that kesef and bia are the only things that have a chiddush. If you say that Rabbanan vata kesef, that Rabbanan come afker raised in afker.
So, and how does shtar work?
Shtar just Rabban cancel the shtar.
How do they cancel a shtar?
Yeah. Shtar.
How do they cancel a shtar?
It's not a problem.
Why is that not a problem? Why can they cancel a shtar?
Money you did it, you gave.
Why can they cancel a shtar? How could they cancel a shtar? Is there a problem with the shtar? No. Shtar's fine. There's good Adim, good language, good everything. You don't like the shtars, you can cancel a shtar. Who gave you a wish to cancel a shtar?
On the shtar.
What?
On the shtar, you're writing Kedas Moshe
Yisrael. Why does that change anything?
This shtar is only like what the rabbis want, and the rabbis don't want this right now, so they can cancel the shtar.
Why is that any difference than any other? You say that
it's like Kesef.
Okay, so it's like Kesef. Okay, my point, it has to be like something. Is it like Kesef? Or is it like Bia? We'll have to see. We'll see what the Gemara. We didn't really explain the Gemara yet, Rabbi Yisai. What does the Gemara mean? Tenach the Kiddush Bekesef. Why is Kesef okay? Let's see. We'll have to see the Rishonim. We'll see the Achronim. Al Kol Panim. We're going to take it step by step, my friends. What does Rashi say? We see Rashi seems to bring the pasuk of Anaro Sasadavar, for that is the pasuk that's the makar for the din which we have in Kola Torah Kula. The din is called Oynis Rachmana Patre. Rashi seems to be saying that we're using the regular rules of Oynis Rachmana Patre over here, right? Which we were bothered by. What does Oynis Rachmana Patre have to do with tonight? We spoke about that at length. Akopanim says Rashi, it midrais is not a get, but midrabanan we say it's good. Answers the Gemara, yeah. Call the mekadesh, isha al das shen higu chachmi yisrael biyisrael umakacha shiu kayom kedushin lefidere chacham v'yubateilim lefidere chachamim al yedei gitin shechshiru chachamim. But see, I want to pick apart this Rashi. I want to be medayik in this Rashi. Rashi says that call the mekadesh adai to rabanan mekadesh. It sounds to me like Rashi is saying two things. I want to get it clear. Two things. Says Rashi. Again. Kol mekadesh isha al dashin higu chachma yisrael b'yisrael mekadesh. Shiyu kayomim kedushin lefi debei chachomim. V'yu betelim lefi divrei chachamim. The base Aaron or Baron Wolkin makes this diik. What is the two things? Shu kayamim kiddushin lefi divrei chachamim. V'yu betelim lefi divrei chachamim. What are those two things? They're allowed to get married, and now they're not married. So what does that mean? So the Chachamim can decide if we're going to let them get married. The Chachamim can allow you to get married. And they could... So let me ask you a question. Can Chachamim make a Kedushin that doesn't work? Is that what it means? They're going to make a Kedushin that doesn't work? Or it means they could stop the Kedushin from working? Does it mean that they make up Kedushin like that doesn't... They can make up their own type of Kedushin? You could be Kaina and Isha with Mashicha? Is that what it means? In other words, they have to allow the Kedushin to work. It doesn't mean that they're making up a new Kedushin. It means that the Kedushin is not going to be Kayim without them. So what is V'yu Betelim, the Fidei Rei Chachamim? Something else. One thing is, we don't have to allow the Kedushin to go through. You have to pass us if we want the Kedushin to go through. There's something else. The Kedushin could be Batul Lefi Divrei Chachamim. What's that other thing? It sounds like he's saying two things. I want to explain to you. One is, we don't like your Kedushin. The other thing is, we want to make that we were good with the Kedushin, but now we would like to cause the Kedushin to no longer exist. Look at the next words of Rashi. Al yedei gitin shehechshiru chachamim. So let me ask you a question. Can the chachamim make up a way to get divorced that doesn't work midiraisa?
No.
Yes. Yes. Al yedei gitin shehechshiru chachamim. What does that mean?
Why is it betelim?
They what? They made it good. Is it good midiraisa this get? No. Sounds like from Rashi that first of all they could say, we don't accept your Kedushin. Second of all, we could say, we accepted your Kedushin, but guess what? We're creating a new get. Is this get good midiraisa? Chesky, going to be partially right, but Devaila, you're wrong. Okay? Devaila, you're wrong. Is the get good midiraisa?
Yeah,
no. Because it's an oinus. And what's the din of an oinus on a get? Oynes begit midiraisa. Lanaru lasasa dover. The Chachamim midirabanan said ein oynes begit, so they said this is a good get. But there's only a get midirabanan. The Chachamim are machshir the get. Are they git in shechshiru Chachamim?
Get is not a bitul kiddushin.
What?
Get is not a bitul kiddushin. Get is something else. Rashi
is
saying,
Bitul
Kiddushin, Bitul Kiddushin, they get Shechir
Chacham. So obviously
it's... They're Mevatel Kiddushin, Afkir Avan Kiddushin. How? Because they made such a thing that this get would work. So they decided that they can Mafkir the Kiddushin because they...
Okay, let's go slowly, okay? The Vaila, they're using the get?
What?
They're using the get? Yes or no?
No.
They're not using the get? Rashi sure seems to say, Al Yudegitin, Al Yudegitin, Shech Shiru Chachamim. Are they using the get?
What?
Are they using the get?
Okay, let's say yes.
Yes, okay. So what Rashi is saying is, the Sukkas David, just hold your horses, okay? The Sukkas David is Medaik in Kama Erta and Rashi, over and over again in Rashi, that over here, Kol Demekadesh is working through the gets. Al Yudegitin, Shech Shiru Chachamim, says the Sukkas David, Hainu de Rashi Baloimar de Loistam Hifkiu Akedushin Rak Ali de Gitin Bilvad de Loi Hifkiu Bemaim Shalem Soifu Besharma Koimus, says the Sukkas David. There's lots of places where it would be very, very advantageous to be Mevatel the Kedushin. Let's say someone drowns in Maim Shalem Soif. In other words, we see someone, now we don't know he drowned, maybe he got out on the other side. Well, we'll never know. This woman will be in Anguna forever. What would be a great thing to do right now? What? Be Mevatel the Kedushin. Great, that would be awesome. We would love to be able to do that. Do the Chachamim do that?
No.
Yeah. No. They only do it Al Yedei Gitin Bilvad. Al Yedei Gitin Bilvad.
What is
so therefore, That's the Chorot Rashi saying. Shiu betelim lefi divrei chachamim al yedei gitin shech. Shiu chacham. Question for you. In this case, is the woman mutter to a kayin or usher to a kayin? She's usher to a kayin. Why? She's megureshes. She's megureshes. She's megureshes. What? What do you mean? Midyaraisa, she's not mekudeshes. Midyarabanan, we're mafkia the kedushin.
Yeah.
What is it? That's mafkiya the kedushin.
Midyaraisa
is the kedushin good.
That's
mafkiya. Whoa! Who said mafkiya means it was never married? Who said?
Gittin is a new thing. Gittin is a new thing.
I don't know if that's what the mafkiya means.
Ultimately, she's being
mafkiya. Well, mashia later.
Get is a new thing.
Get to mashia later.
She was married.
Mafkiya does not mean the mafreya. Mafkiya doesn't mean it was never married. You're mafkiya me now. You can be mafkiya if you're a person mafkiya the kedusha that's on hektish. That means not the mafreya. It's not an abba.
What was the place that we're going and we're being? We're being mafkia. We're
with the get.
With a way that she's kind as asma, and thus, therefore, since she was kind as asma, now she is considered to be a grusha. But if she was mafkia, then we went and we removed the kedushin mafreya, and it was never chal, then she was never married. She's still a basula.
She's not a basula, but she's just not married. That's the point. We're doing it all day to get.
Rashi says later that it's.
Okay, we'll get to that later. Al-Kopana, this is what it seems like from Rashi, Rabbi Isai. It's what it seems like. Now, so let me ask you a question. So, what is the Sukkas David says? Rak al yedei gitin bilvad. Is there such a thing as afkina without a get? It sounds like from the Sukkas David. No, but that's not true. That's not true. Hold on a second. I'll get to that. That's not true. There's a case in the Gemara in Baba Basra where the case is where a man unscrupulously forces a woman to marry him. Now, technically, they're married. But it was unscrupulous. What did he do? He basically hung her on a tree, and he said to her, lady, until you're maskim to be married to me, I'm not letting you down from the tree. And, okay, we're not going to get into the details, the technicalities. They're married. Technically, they're married. Says the Gemara, afkinu rabbanan lekedushin minei. Bang. Without a get. So how can the Sukkas David say that the chachamim rak al yedei gitin bilvad? No, so not because of inus, but let's say like this. If there was something wrong with the kedushin mitchila, this is what Dovi means to say. If there was something wrong with the kedushin mitchila, the chachamim can say, listen, we don't like this kedushin. It never got off the ground. Send them shot that a week later. They said, okay, we want to stop the kedushin. And that's Meduik and Rashi. Rashi says, first thing is, Shiyu kayomim kedushin l'nevindivrei chachamim. The kedushin has to go past we have to vote in favor of the kedushin. If you're mekadish her al yedeh, hanging her on a tree, we won't let that kedushin ever work. That kedushin never go off the ground. That's Shiyu kayomim kedushin l'nevindivrei chachamim. If the kedushin was okay, but later on a problem crops up, then it's only going to work. V'yu b'teilim l'fidir b'chachom al yedei gitin shech shiur chachom. Then it needs a get. So mayim she'in lehem soif. When the kedushin happened, was it a good kedushin?
Yes.
Now do we want them to stay married?
No.
What do we need in order to get rid of that? A get. No get. It's not going to work. Because we don't know that there's Mises Abal there.
Every guy should have like adjusted his case.
No, we don't have any that he's dead. We don't know he's dead. We just know that he was swept away in Maim Shalem.
Wait, why don't we prevent the Gunas forever by when you write a Ksuba, also write a just in case get?
So that's a good question. We're going to try to deal with that a little bit. We'll talk about that a little bit, maybe, perhaps. But this is what it seems like, according to Rashi. So Rashi seems to say there's two different types of kol demekadesh adayit derabbanan mekadesh. One kol demekadesh works that the kedushin never gets off the ground. And that's kedushin, that is when they have a problem with the etzem kedushin. There's another kol demekadesh, which is the kedushin was fine, but they're going to be mafkia the kedushin, and that happens only if there's a get.
So if there's a problem with the Kedushin, then it never passed through the Chachamim's expectations.
Right.
So it shouldn't be a good Kedushin.
It wasn't.
So how did the case of Baba Basra say, how is that a good Kedushin?
It's not.
So how are they, so they were an Afkinu.
That's Afkinu. That's Afkinu means, technically Midiraisa, it should be a good Kedushin. But they stopped the Kedushin from working. Technically it should be a good Kedushin.
But if, not according to Rashi, because he says, Shukayamim of the Kedushin, the Brech Chachamim.
Shukayamim of the Brech Chachamim. That's why it didn't work. The Chacham said no, but otherwise it would work. If the Chacham wouldn't say no, it would work.
How does it get work from the Rabbanim?
We'll get there, we'll get there. Midiraisa is not a good get because Midiraisa is an oinus. We'll have to see. Okay, that we'll see. We'll get there. We'll see. Okay, Rabbi Isai. Rabbi Yashiv here brings an interesting question of the Mordechai. Now that we're getting into the sugya of Kol D'Mekadesh, frek the Mordechai a question. Every Chai Ve'Lavin and even Shnios D'Rabbanon, why do we say Kol D'Mekadesh Zayit D'Rabbanon Mekadesh? Anytime a person does anything wrong in their Kedushin, the Kedushin shouldn't be Chal, because Kol D'Mekadesh Adaita D'Rabbanon Mekadesh. Now over here, remember, this is when there's a problem with the Kedushin in its very inception. It means he's marrying a woman he's not supposed to marry. Chai Ve'Lavin, which means that these are women that, like, for example, Kohen marries an Almana. Is he supposed to marry an Almana? No. I'm sorry, Gerusha. Kohen marries a Gerusha. Is he supposed to marry a Gerusha? No. If he does, he's not Chayev Misa, Kohen, for marrying a Gerusha. It's Chai Ve'Lavin. So the Kedushin is Tayfes. Why don't you say that Afkinu Rabbanon the Kedushin? Says the Mordechai something very, very interesting, which is going to be, which might be, we might have an issue with. Says the Mordechai, when does Kol D'Mekadesh work? Only if he allows the Chachamim in. Only if he's Mekadesh and he says, I would like the Chachamim to be involved in my Kedushin. But what happens if he knows that what he's doing is a problem? Let's say he knows what he's doing is wrong. So does he want the Chachamim to have a say in his marriage? Does he care if the Chachamim approve or don't approve? Obviously not, because the Torah told him not to do it, and he's doing it anyway. So therefore, over there, you don't say Kol D'Mekadesh Adayit D'Rabbanon Mekadesh. So we have to get there. There, you don't say Kol D'Mekadesh Adayit D'Rabbanon Mekadesh. And Adarabba, the Kedushin works even though the Chachamim don't want it to. Asks Rabbi Yashiv a great kasha. What would be if a person, a Kohen, married a Gerusha and he did not know he's not allowed to? This man has said that happens all the time. A Kohen marries a Gerusha and he does not know that he doesn't have to. He's not so religious. I know a Masada Kedushin told me one time he was under the chuppah and he chopped. It was a Kohen and a Gerusha. I was under the chuppah. It was like a game time decision. What do you do? Everybody's there. They're at the wedding. And he's like, I can't believe this. It's a Kohen and a Gerusha. What should I do? Talk about it later. But what I would say based on the Mordechai is don't say. What I would say based on the Mordechai is don't say anything. Because if he doesn't know he's doing an Avera, then perhaps the Kedushin won't be Chal. But if you tell him, listen, buddy, this is not right. He says, you know what, I'm doing it anyway. So then he's coming to override the Chachamim. But if you say to him, you should say, make sure he says the words, Kedas Moshe B'Yisrael. So he says, I would like this to work the way that the rabbis will it to work. Boom, there won't be Mekudeshes. Then you're not invited. You're not involved. I'll call upon him. What? So you have to tell him afterwards. It didn't work. That's not your problem. You're not involved. But a Masada Kedushin is under the chuppah. What should he do? He cannot be involved in a Kedushin. What should he do? It's a very big problem.
Just tell the guy and step back.
What?
Just tell the guy and then not be muscular to the Kedushin.
Okay. That's,
let him go against
the Okay. It's gonna be either you're stuck in a very, very tight spot. Rabbi Schweitz, you know what he did? Okay, first of all, he's not I wouldn't call him a Pesach Acharon on like what to do. He's a rabbi without a beard, let's just say it that way, and drives a sports car. But anyway, he did the following thing. This is what he decided to do under the circumstances. He told him to be Mekadesh. Now, these people are not religious, obviously. told him to say Hareat Mekudesh just leave it to Ba'azu Kedas Koyrech Va'adosai. That was his etza. I'm not sure exactly how that helps anything. According to Tyson, I don't know. I'm not sure. I kid, sir. That's what he told him to do, and that was the end. What?
It's the
nice that they were wrong. Yeah, okay. I'll call upon him. You can ask Rabbi Wiener if you ever have the shayla what to do. I'll call upon him. It's according to the Mordechai, L'chor, they're not Mekudeshes. The only Mekudeshes is because they're intentionally going against the Chachamim, but they're not going against the Chachamim. Says Rabbi Yashiv, I never would have had this question in my life. This is a very important yesod, my friends. Says Rabbi Yashiv, I would have thought the Chachamim do Afkinu when they deem it's important to do Afkinu. They choose when to do Afkinu. Afkinu is automatic. You can ask a question like, why does the Kedushin work? The Chachamim decide when they want to do Afkinu, when they don't want to do Afkinu. I'm not sure if it always, every time you go against the Chacham, they do Afkinu?
As long as the Chacham didn't want. That's
what?
The Chacham don't want it.
Oh, so it sounds like from the Mordechai, if the Chachamim don't want the Kedushin, Afkinu is almost automatic. It's an automatic Afkinu. So we have now what Daniel Berger asked, which is, so what about the Gemara and Subas? Over there also, it seems like he's going against the Chachamim. Not sure. Not 100% sure. Why? Because over in the case of Chai V'Lavin, he know what he's doing is an Aveira. You hang a woman on a tree and you marry her. Technically, is that okay? Is that okay? Technically, it's okay. Technically, they're Mekudeshes. It's not an Aveira. It's a slick and sly thing to do. What? Okay, the Gemara there talks about how you have her das because Tuli of a Zavin, Tuli of a Kiddush, and she wants. Okay, it's whatever. Technically, you have her das. Okay, it's not a. It's definitely not a great way to start a relationship. But so part of, I don't know if that's called that he wanted to go against das lechachomim. It's not muchach. Where is he's mekadosh issues chai ve'lavin? That's clearly an avera. Shniyah is clearly an avera, but mekadosh and isha, but Tuli of a Kiddush is not an avera. It's not an Aveira. It's Shaloi Kehoigen. It's not a nice thing to do. So maybe over there still. I don't know. Al Kofanim says the Gemara. Teinach the Kiddush Bekaspa. Kiddush Bebiya Ma'ika Lameimer. What's the difference if you're Mekadosh Bekaspa or Mekadosh Bebiya? What difference does it make? This is a Machloikes Rishonim. I'd like to first, before we see Rashi, because Rashi is the most complicated, I'd like to see the Rishonim that we have here. The Ritva and the Ramban. What do they say over here? If you look in the Ritva says, how does Kol the Mekadosh Adayit to the Rabban and Mekadosh work? Says the Ritva, Havale ki'ilu hisne al menas sheyurtze chacham. In the bottom of the Ritva, on the first page, on the front page, called the Mekadosh Daito Rabbanu Mekadosh, says the Ritva, Pirish af al pi she'omer lo kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, even though he's saying that it is kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, what he means, Hariu ki'ilu hisne lo al menas sheyurtze chacham. It's like she's making a t'nai. V'stamoy kipirushoy she'im dvarim shebeliboy v'leiv kol adam. Even though he didn't say out explicitly, I am making this kedushin al tanai that you chachamim like it. It's as if he did. Can a person mekadosh an isha al tanai? Can he make a tanai al tanai that it rains tomorrow? Can he make a tanai al tanai that my father agrees to the kedushin? Can he make a tanai al tanai that the chachamim want the kedushin? Yeah, he could do that. Vafkiru aban lekedushin minei pirish. The havele ke oyim haraya mukudeshes im yirtzava v'im lo roitze enim mukudeshes. So the fi the pshat of the Ritva. Just to be clear, there's no. It's not really an afkinu rabbanon lekedusha minei. If let's say a person makes a tanai, says I'm married to you, I'll tanai that it rains tomorrow. Would you say that if it doesn't rain, it's someone's mafkia the kedushin? It just wasn't makayim the tanai. If a person says, I'll marry a tanai that my father doesn't want, is the father mafkia the kedushin? No, it just wasn't makayim the tanai. So over here also, if he says, al menas, that the chachamim want, the chachamim don't want, is it called afkinu rabban the kedushin? Afkinu is just not makayim the tanai. I think that's maybe why the Ritva says, afkinu rabban the kedushin in a pirish. Pirish. The Havaleko Aimarai Mekudesh is a mere to Abba of him. Lo writes any Mekudeshas. It's not really an Afkino, it's just Eino Mekudeshas. What? So that's what he performs in the previous shtickle. As long as it's libo b'leiv kolodim, you don't need tonight kofel.
You don't need to be mefarish tonight.
It seems like not.
The case he brings with Abba is
what? Because Abba is not b'leiv kolodim. This is b'leiv kolodim. This everyone knows that people want that it should be al das chachamim. For whatever reason, that seems to be. But he seems to be saying it's a regular tonight. If it's a regular tonight, my friends, so what does the Gemara mean? Teinach the kiddush b'kas, b'kiddush b'biyam ha'ikel ha'meimar. Why should it be any different? Why, it's a tonight. What's the problem? What's the problem? So let's see. Says the Ritva. Teinach the kiddush b'kas, but turned over the page. Teinach the kiddush b'kas, b'kiddush b'biyam ha'ikel ha'meimar. Okay, first he brings a pshat, which is very, very hard, which means that maybe kiddush yesh lef shapiro shos tenech mekiddush mekatsu shem kiddush medrabanan kiddush b'yu. We're going to see this tomorrow. Should the araisa make a lameima leisa? That's kiddush kesef kiddush shtars the araisa. They're not medrabanan. Elahachi pirusha on 5 lines down in the ritva. Tenech mekiddush mekaspa dechi lo yratzu chachom mekiddushin yafkiu hakesef v'yivatlu hashtar. Oh. Says the Ritva, when the Gemara says Teinach the Kiddush Bekaspa, does he mean only Kesef? Same thing with Shtar. They can say that they have Kiddush the Kesef. They can be Mevatel the Shtar. Aval Kiddush Bibiya. Heich Yafkiu Chachomim. Uma Yoimu Shetehei Biyosai. What are they going to say his Biya is going to be?
Nos.
If
we answer that, it makes sense originally.
If you make a tanai and the father doesn't want, then I'm married. Kosal kadaitach, ha'ave in a choishesh al biyosai, aval chachomim heich lo yachushu al biyosai. What does that mean? In theory, can he make a tanai when it comes to the biyah? And then if the tanai works, they're not mekudeshes. Yeah, where do we see that? Almanas shiur to Abba. That's what shiur to Abba would be. So what's the problem over here? What's the problem? The rabbanon don't want a stam bia. So is this the problem that the chum don't have the koyach to make to afkinu? That they're not empowered when kiddush b'biyah? Is that the problem? Was that the question? What was the question, Mati? It's not that they don't have the power to do it. It's just, we don't think they're going to do it. They're not going to pull the trigger. They will not pull the trigger, the Chachamim. They could, but would they? They could, but they won't. Why won't they? They don't want to make a bia stam bia. The Chachamim are going to be the ones that are the catalyst in making a stam bia. They're not going to do that. What? Pritzas. They're not going to do that. What? Oh, okay, but I guess everything's a system of trade-offs. That's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer is, you know what? This is so important. Yeah, we're going to make it. Umadrinon, drabonon nami, shavi lesa, bilas nos. That's it. They did it. It is what it is. But was there ever a question of could they do afkinu?
No.
The question was just, would they do afkinu? This is the way the Ritva learns. The Ramban, my friends, learns differently. Very similar, but nuanced different. Let's see the Ramban inside. Ha'teinach the kiddush b'kaspa. Ma kashya l'ravino. What's the question? Kivin the kiddush adas chachamim. Ena chachamim trichim lehefker amoyis rak levata l'chidushin. U'mayish l'chidushin kesef d'rabana ina klum. What's the difference? V'tzarech loymar. D'hiksha. Here he goes. Ho teinach d'kiddush b'kaspa. Shu mekadish al daitom. Mipnei shehefker bezdin hefker. V'ein momen zeshaloi. Ela birotzen chachomim. Abel kiddush b'biya. Mai yafgiu. Shema lo kiddush al daitom. Says the Ramban. A new pshat. I ask you a question. Why do you say called makadosh daiter about makadosh? Why? Why are they doing that? Because they would like to welcome the Chachamim into their Kedusha? Or are the Chachamim crowbarring their way into the Kedusha? How would the Chachamim crowbar their way into the Kedusha? How would we force ourselves into the Kedusha? I'll tell you how. You want to be Mekadosh with money? Well, guess what? I can manipulate your money. And any money you ever want to give her, I can always make it not yours. And if the money's not yours, are you Mekudeshes? No. So basically, in order for this condition to work, you need me. No condition you can do will work without me. What?
It doesn't say that.
Even if he doesn't say, Hefker Besen Hefker. Boom. You think that ring's yours? Not yours anymore. Try a dollar bill, it's not yours anymore. Try a car, not yours anymore. I can do whatever, I can keep knocking off, keep going. You know, whatever you want. Be Mekadosh with that, whatever you want, it's just not going to work. Oh, says the Gemara, that's all true when it comes to Kesef. Tainach, the Kiddush B'Kaspa, that you could basically blackmail your way into the Kedushin. Kiddush B'Biyah, Ma'ikah L'Meimar. Kiddush B'Biyah, how does he get, how the Chacham getting into the Kedushin? How'd they get into the Kedushin? Lefi the Ramban, the Gemara's question was not, would the Chachamim do Afkino on Bia, but could the Chachamim do Afkino on Bia? They don't have a Koyach. They don't have Koyach on the Bia. On Kesef, they have Koyach because Hefker Bezdin Hefker. So therefore, they can kind of blackmail their way and say, listen, you need me. If you don't make this Tali on me, so then I'm just going to take away all your money. But Kiddush B'Biyah, I can't take it. I can't do anything about that. So in other words, like this, Rabbi say. What? How do they take away the Kiddush? Mekadosh B'Biyah.
You were never married.
But how did they do that?
You were never married. You had just
been who made it to this? Who? Where did they get the koyach to do that? They only got the koyach on the Biyah because I let them into the Biyah. I included them in my Kiddush. I said, it's totally in you. I made it tonight, it's totally in you. Why did I do that? Because I had no choice, because you were going to blackmail me. You were going to say, if I don't do that, you're not going to let the Kiddush work.
How did they do that?
Because the Hefker Bezen Hefker, they have to bring him in.
So they have to bring him in my
Biyah? No, why do they have to bring him in my Biyah? My Kesef, I can't make this work without you. See this phone? If Chacham want, it's not mine. This recorder, Chacham want, it's not mine. I can't, I'm powerless without the Chacham. If they want to control my money, they control my money. They can't control my actions. That's the question. In other words, it's false. I boy said there are two different components to the Gemara. Kol de Mekadesh Adaita Durabanon Mekadesh. One thing is the Chachamim have say. Afkinu Rabbanon Kedushin Minei is they exercise their say. Kol de Mekadesh Adaita Durabanon Mekadesh is the Chachamim have koyach here. Afkinu Rabbanon, they use their koyach. According to the Ritva, the Gemara's question was Tenach de Kiddush Bekas, Bekiddush Bebiyah Ma'ikil Ameimer. They're not going to do Afkinu. They're not going to exercise their say because they don't want to make a BS nus. According to the Ramban, the Gemara's kash is there's no kol de mekadesh on bia. Kol de mekadesh is only because I have the koyach. If I don't have the koyach, then I can't. That's the Gemara's question. So how do they do it by bia? So now comes along the haflo, and says the haflo. What about by shtar? What about by shtar?
You own the paper.
So, can they be mafkir the paper? Can you be megarish an isha with someone else's paper? Does it have to belong to you? Does the get have to belong to you? In order to be megarish an isha, do you have to own the get?
Yeah.
No. Rav Loh says. Maybe that's also why get would be included in Kesef, because I'll be mafkia the money, but I'm not sure if you have to own it. Says the Afla, because you can be the Gemara says kosval isuri hana the megureshes. What does isuri hana mean?
It has no value.
So who owns isuri hana? Don't know. That happens to be a machlekes. Perhaps Rishonim. If you have to own a get, is isuri hana something ownable? I have no use for it. Can you own something you have no use for? Is there such a thing? What does ownership mean?
Have a use for it. You're writing a get on it. It becomes usable.
Oh. Yeah, it's interesting because it doesn't have any value. It has no hana. I have no monetary use for it. Yeah, good. Akopan, good. Akopan, maybe that's what it's saying over here. I'll be mafkiet. But I can write an answer or not. Akopon, what's the Gemara's answer? Umishani says the Ramban. The Gemara answers. Dila oila mekadesh al das rabbanon. Shavi bilas bilas nus v'loy mitam hefker. What's the answer? I thought the only reason why the Chachamim were brought in is because they blackmail their way in through Hefker, Bez Din Hefker. It's not true. Everyone wants a Masader Kedushin at his wedding. And they want the Masader Kedushin there. And therefore, they automatically included him in the Kedushin. It happens automatically. Lav Davka, because the Chachamim are forcing their way in. And he's happy to have them when it comes to Kesef, when it comes to Shtar, when it comes to Bia. So therefore, they can make the Bia business. According to the Ramban's Pshat, the Lashon of Shavi Rabbanon Bias Abilas Nus is like not really answering the question. The question was, are the Chachamim in? The answer should be, they're in. According to the Ritva, we knew the Chachamim were in. We knew the Chachamim had the ability to do it. The question was, would they do it? The answer is, yes, the Rabbanon will make the Bia Bias Nus. So according to the Ritva, the Lashon of Gemara is much better. According to the Ramban, the Lashon of Gemara is a little bit like just not really talking to the point. Our question was, do they have power over Znos, over Bia? The answer is yes, they have power over Bia. Why does it say Shavu Abon Bilas Bilas Znos? It's not so meduyik. Al Kaponim, these are the Pshatim of the Ritva and the Ramban. Rashi seems to have a whole different mahalach. The Ramban references Rashi and says, "Ain't a nearly this whole thing in Rashi." But if we look in Rashi, Rashi's going a whole different language. What does Rashi say? Says Rashi, "Teinach lemeimer afkaita kidekish bekaspa denema get ze oiker akedushin. The get is oiker the kedushin." And you're making the money a matana me'ikara. What is Rashi doing? Two things. First of all, Rashi's saying it's Aliday the get. According to the Ritva Ramban, is it Aliday the get? According to the Ritva Ramban, was she ever married? No. Is she a Gerusha? No! There was a Kedushin, Al Tanai. The Tanai was Al Menashe Yer Tzabe. If I say I'll marry you if it rains tomorrow and it doesn't rain, were they ever married? If I say I'll marry you Al Menashe that my father wants, if father doesn't want, were they ever married? No! If I say I'll marry Al Menashe that the Chachamim want, the Chachamim don't want, were they ever married? No, they were never married. They were never married. So according to the Ritva, is she going to be also to a Kayin? I think not. They were never married. But Rashi seems to say it's Aliday the get. And Rashi now addresses the mois meikara. What's going to be with the money?
He says the get, it's if it ever happened.
What?
He says the chum use the get, and since it's a get, you're able to make it if it ever happened.
But then it's not a get.
They use the get. If they use the get, if there's no get, it doesn't happen.
So then if it's Aliday the get, so then that you're saying that they were married and the get's taking it away. If they're never married, then there's no get. So if they were never married, so there's no get. You can't have a get if they're never married. So the get is saying that they were married. But then Rashi says, the mois is matana me ikron. Let's read the next lashon of Rashi. Kinnish bebiya ma'ikala meimar, ma'af kaita meikara ikalam ika. Bishlam ayi they get kosher, alpha pisha kedushin kayomim ad achshav. If it's a get kosher, I understand. You're being machshir the get. But Shemei Koren lo yevei kedushin. Ikinish bebiyo vato oikir kedushin lo mafreya matel biyosai. Shari bun li bilasin mafreya they get you mi divreya bilas nos. Vishim koi chlasis ken shari utola behem. It's very interesting what Rashi's doing over here. So I would say we're gonna just do a little bit more details over here, and then we're gonna try to see if we could be mashlim tomorrow. Giving out here Shita Mekubetzes. Shita Mekubetzes addresses another shayla. Shita Mekubetzes asks the following question. Any time a man is mezana with an eishes ish, do we know for sure that she is really married right now?
No.
Why not?
Any time ever it could be there
or
never married.
How are they never married? What do you mean? There was kedusha. It could be afkinu, and afkinu works retroactively. So it could be they're never married. So how could you ever punish anyone for ever being mezana with eishes ish? If you tell me you do this ma'aser yechayev skila, but maybe he's not, because maybe she's not really married. And in the language of Chazal, it's called hasroas safek. Every eishes ish is hasroas safek. Shita Mekubetzes asked this question. Let's see it inside. Istemakshu. Im kain habal eishes ish heichi mechayev chenek ha'havi asura safek shema yavoi davar she yakru bezden hakadosha meikron v'nim tshelo bal eishes ish.
They only make the mafreya after the maisa.
But lemafreya, were they ever married?
Yeah, but after the maisa. So while the maisa was happening.
But were they ever married?
After the fact, they were never married.
So they were never married.
So now
that they were never married, are they going to punish him? Is he going to get killed?
From now on, if something happens, yes. From now on, no.
So are they going to kill him? Is he going to get killed?
Yes.
He's going to get killed?
Yes.
How can he get killed? They were never married.
They were during this Maisa. After the Maisa, then they
were. They were never married. She's mutter to a kohen. They were never married.
After
she was not married. She was not married. You thought she was married. She was not married.
Afterwards, Rabbanan came and did all
afterwards from the
food. Afterwards, we reveal that.
Right, after.
We reveal they were never married. Let me ask you a question.
Astra, it's Astra's father because she is married.
She's not married.
She is married.
No, she's not married.
She's married.
She's not married.
She's married.
Afterwards, you could be Mafkele Kiddushi and say she wasn't married.
Let me ask you a question. If a man marries a woman, Almanas, that it rains, and it doesn't rain, were they ever married? No, they were never married. They might have thought they were married. We might have acted like we were married. We were never married. If a man marries a woman, Almanashi Yirtzab, if my father doesn't want, we were never married. We thought we were married. We acted like we were married. We were not married. A man marries an Isha, Almanashi Yirtzab, if the Chum don't want, we were never married.
But when did they not want? Before the Maisa?
It doesn't make a difference. The fact is that we find out they were never married. The marriage did not happen.
Because of this Maisa.
But it didn't happen. They were never
of the Maisa.
Not because she was boiled or because of whatever happened. The point is, they were never married. If they were never married, so then you can't punish him. You can't punish Asura Safik. And the Shita sticks with that, at least in his first five terutzim. Says the Shita, V'yesh loimar, d'zilbas roiv hanoshim. Roiv noshim have this craziness that there's going to be an afkinu afterwards? For sure not. And hasra subik isn't a problem if there's a roiv. First answer. Inami, Delarina hasra subik, lavshme hasra lehecha debiyat hamoisul asakinadover. It's only hasra subik if I can do something about it. The man is now going to be mezana. He can't do anything about it. Someone else has to give a get that's going to be messed up. Okay, that's not called hasra subik because I can't do anything about it. Another answer. Inami, Delar mikri hasra subik, elo milsul de shchiach. Similar to roiv, shchiach haptur. Of your tavishaloi shchiach. So all these answers are saying, you're right. Is there an off chance that they were never married? Yes. Is there an off chance that he will not be killed for being mezana? Yes. It doesn't make a difference. Roiv, le shchiach, napiyot, all this stuff. But in the end, they were never married. They were never married. And I want to add something to you. Says the Ritva, based on this. Says the Ritva. What happens if a person, his niece, he's married to his niece, and she's mezane, and he wants to save her life? Does he have a way to save her life? Yes. How? Give her a... Give her a get.
A different date.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, I don't know exactly how you're going to do it. You have to figure out. Yeah, there's other cases. You could give her a get, and then you could be mevatel et shelo b'funav. Give a get that's going to have afkinu, and then lemafreya, never married. It says the Ritva, shemichapa basachot v'yatzilo b'din tova elav bracha. What a tzaddik! He just saved her life. He saved her life. Great. They were never married. And she was mezana. She's not chayiv misa. And even more than that, comes along with Shlomo Goren and says, okay, I can solve the mamzer problem. Because anyone who's a mamzer, and we know who the parents are, you know what we just do? We'll just give them one of these gets, and then the parents were never married. No more mamzer. He's a kid born out of wedlock. That's not a mamzer. A mamzer is only if your mother was married and she had relations with another man, that child is a mamzer. He's maybe a chalal if you're a kohen, but that's about it. But not a mamzer. We could save mamzer. Shlomo Goren was very big on this. And there was a Shlomo Zalman was anti. We'll see Bezer Shem hopefully tomorrow why. But we're not finished. We're not finished. I believe we've seen another answer in the Shita. The istimitarzi. The second answer of the Shita. The fourth answer of the Shita. The istimitarzi. Love mishas kedushin. Ela hashpa mishas ma'isa. The whole zman shalonas and ma'isa will keep like get boinas ki agavna chayev es bechenek. Is chayev misa. What is he saying? Sounds like he's saying that the din of afkinu is not lemafreya. He says it actually later on. He says, "Ein hakadushin b'teilim ki in mikan va'elech ubaget ki in mikan va'elech ubaget dim loy kein ein lochadim shachayim mishum eshesish kein mechavim mishum eshesish because maybe it is." So the sheet in the next tera says, "No, afkinu is mikan olahaba. Afkinu is mik." So how did what? Afkinu is only mikan olahaba. How in the world does that work? It could be that this is going to be telling the machlokas rishonim about exactly how afkinu works. Because the shemblina, we're going to do this tomorrow and finish up with the other sheets in Rashi.